Boker Tov, everybody. Good morning. We begin at the very top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Very interesting story we start off with. Rav Zeira Cholash, Rav Zeira got sick. Ol Gabe, Rabbi Avot went to Bikucholim, very important mitzvah. He went to go visit Rav Zeira. And he said, Kibel Alei, he accepted upon himself, Rabbi Avot accepted upon himself, and he said, Imitpach, if in fact Rav Zeira gets healed, others have the gears over here, Itpach, either way, if he gets better, who? Ketina Charik Shaki, if the one who has a singed thigh gets better, Avin Yomataba, I will make a special yontif l'rabbanim, for the rabbis. What is Rav Zeira called? Ketina Charik Shaki. So the word Rav Zeira, Ze'era, is the Aramaic pronunciation or translation of Rav Zeira. It means the small one. So Ketina, that's why it was called the small one. And Charik Shaki, a very amazing story about Rav Zeira. You can see this in the Rabbeinu Nisim Gon over here. And he says that Rav Zeira, the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he sat a whole bunch of Tanesim, 300 Tanesim, 100, the first 100, that he should forget the Talmud Bavel, because he felt that that was the wrong style of learning. Now he's in Eretz Yisrael, so he said, let me forget the way I was learning in Bavel. And then the next 100 over here, he said, Kuf Mitziyasa Delo Nishko Rabbi Eloy, that Rabbi Eloy shouldn't pass away. And the 300 over here, Kihechadilo Nishlo Bonura de Gehenim, that the fires of Gehenim shouldn't be shalom. In other words, he should be a pure person, and that he should, in fact, be 100% doing everything L'Shem Shemayim and not do anything for any incorrect reason. So he tested himself. Again, don't try this at home. I always say professional driver on a closed road. So he put himself inside an oven every 30 days. You can't do this. Rav Zeira can do this. So kol lamed yomun havi badik nafshei, he would light up an oven and he would sit inside it and nothing ever happened to him. Lo havi kasholta beinura. One day, yom echad, yavu bei rabbanan einayu. Somehow everybody heard about this and they gave an ayin hara. The charach shaki. And he went into the oven the next time and his thigh got singed. The Karolei, Katan, he was therefore called Rav Zeira, the Katan. Katan doesn't mean necessarily physically stored stature. We have all the time, when we refer to a great person, we call him the Katan, because it's the exact opposite. He's so humble, he makes himself so small. So Rav Zeira was an unbelievably great person, and they called him the great person that had a singed thigh. In any event, that's why he's called the Ketina Charich Shaki. In any event, Rabbi Yavol accepted on himself to make a Yoma Tova, a Suda. He'd make a special Suda for the Rabbanon, if, in fact, Rav Zeira got healed. So he dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please heal Rav Zeira, and in my gratitude, I'll make a Suda for everybody. Itbach, Rav Zeira Baruch Hashem got better. So all that Sudasa, Likulu Rabbanon. So he therefore made a big Suda for all the rabbis. The Beis Yosef of Deerfield Sefer, so he brings down a beautiful idea over here. This is the best thing you hear all day. He says that originally he said he made a yontif l'rabbanon. I'll make a yontif for the rabbis. And then he made a yontif for all the rabbis. So he says, emor ma'at v'asei harbei. Always the way a person should conduct himself. I'll do a good thing and then do it even better. Don't say, I'm going to do everything. Like you find by when Avram Avinu bought from the Maras HaMachpelah. So, they say, oh, you can have it free, no problem. And then you have to pay Arbeve Oshako Kesef, right? You have to pay a huge amount of money. And the way a tzaddik does something, the way over here, Rabbi Yavol did it, was he says, I'll make a suda for the rabbis, a small thing. But then when he did it, he made a suda for all the rabbis, a beautiful idea. In any event, Kimoto Lemishre, when they got up to the point for benching, Rashi says, Lishna Dishirusa Kloma, Lifros Birchas Hamotziv Lecho, to go and do the service for everybody else. So, in other words, they came up over here to go, to bench, to make Hamotzi over here and to eat. Who should lead the Hamotzi? So, Amalei Rav Zeira, he told Rav Zeira, Lishrulan Mar, please, you make the Hamotzi for everybody, Motzi everybody in the Bracha. So, Amalei, so Rav Zeira responded to me and said, Lo Sarva Lo Mar, Lohadar Rav Yochanan, don't you hold for Rav Yochanan said, what did Rav Yochanan say? Yomar, Balabayis Motzeya, that the Balabayi should be the one to be Motzeya. The Svari is, I mentioned the other day, in that the person who's going to break the bread, so he's going to want to break it in the most generous fashion. He'll give a nice piece to everybody. If you're the owner, you know, I got enough bread to give out to everybody, so you'll be more generous and you'll you cut a big piece from the loaf of bread. If you're the guest, well, I don't know how much bread he has. It better be a little bit more stingy. So we want bedavka, even though you normally are mechabed people. So here, bedavka, we want the balabayis to go and break the bread. So therefore, that's what Rav Yochanan said. Now, what was, Rav Yochanan didn't know this. So the Mefarshim was slain. Rav Yochanan said, well, this is your su'uda. We're making the su'uda in your honor, so you're like the balabas. So that's why I thought that he would be appropriate to allow Rav Zeira to do it. And anyway, Rav Zeira told him, no, you do it. So, Sharalu. So, he in fact did it. Now, Kimot Levruche, they're up to benching now. They finished the beautiful Suda, and they're up to benching. So, Amalei, and Nevruch Lodmar. So, he wanted to be Mechabit Rav Zeira to you lead the benching. So, Amalei. So, Rav Zeira responds back to him. Lo Sarah Lamar, Lohod Rav Huna. The min bavel. Don't you hold from that which Rav Huna from Bavel said? The Amar, Botseyah Mevorech. The one who started should finish. The one who did the Hamotzi should also lead everybody in the benching. Knew what was Rabbi Yavo's thought in this? So, Ihu, Kiman, Svirulei, who did he hold like? Kihod Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. There was another statement that Rav Yochanan made in the name of Shimon Yochai, that Baal HaBayis Botseyah, that we say that the Baal HaBas, he should be the one that should break the bread at the beginning. Right, an expression breaking bread. He should be the one that should make the hamotzi at the beginning, because we want it to be very, very generous. However, v'oreyach mevorech, but you're allowed to go. It's appropriate to go and give over here the oreyach to be the one to lead the benching. So that was a very important idea that you can let the oreyach lead the benching. The Magid Taluma brings down, why do we mention this whole story with Rav Zeira? So he wanted to bring a zuchus to him, and that's why he was always known as the Ketina Chorik Shaki. Because this was a great thing that he had done, that he had tested himself, again, on his level, he's allowed to do something like that. For him, it wasn't the nace, for him it was just, I'm checking to make sure that I'm at the level that I think I'm at. So therefore, he did get singed, and they wanted to bring about this zuchus for him, so that's why he was known by this. Otherwise, he said it's not appropriate to call somebody by any sort of a nickname, but here it was bedavka to bring a zuchus to him each time it was mentioned. Look how great he was, so that's why he was allowed to be called by this nickname. In any event, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Yochanan said the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Baal HaBayis Botseyah, Voreach Mevorech, Baal HaBayis Botseyah, why? Kedei Sheyibotza Bayin Yofes, they mentioned that he should go and give out the bread with a very generous hand, Voreach Mevorech, Kedei Sheyivorech, Baal HaBayis, or Le Baal HaBayis. And here we have a very interesting halacha that is often, unfortunately, only partially fulfilled, because people follow the nusach in the benching. In the benches, and not all the benches have this right nusach. So listen to this din. So the reason why we bedavka want to be mechabed the gadol or the important person or any guest to lead the benching is so he can give you a special bracha. And what is that special bracha? So nowadays the velt, the way the benches all have it, is to say harachamoni berech kolam esubin kan osam yisbeis am yisarim yiskol shalem. Very nice, beautiful, beautiful bracha. Don't get me wrong. But they had a better girsa. They had a much better bracha, which one should really say. And many benches now start printing this. And we'll see in a moment where you're supposed to say this. But this is the nusach, my mevorach. What should the oreach say as part of his benching? The opinion of Reb Chaim Brisker, the Brisker Rav, was that you say this as part of the fourth bracha. He says, you don't answer amen at the end of the fourth bracha. Right? Ayach Hasreinu, right? So you don't, at the end of Hatabrach, Atov Yameitiv, Mikol Tov Li'olam Ayach Hasreinu, normally answer Amen. He says, you don't answer Amen. You say this bracha right then and there. Even many of the benches that do have this nusach, they put it in by the Harachamans. He says, you're supposed to say right there. This is considered, it was incorporated as part of the fourth bracha. Nu, whether you say it there, whether you say it during the Harachamans, listen to this beautiful nusach. Mai Mevorach, you say the following. Yehi Ratzon, should be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo Yevosh Baal HaBayis Baal HaMazeh, V'lo Yikolim Li'olam HaBoy. You shouldn't be embarrassed in this world, you shouldn't be embarrassed in the world to come. That was the original Girsa, and Rav, of a Rebbe, was Mosiv Bo Dvorim. He added on the following, which is again found in the Yehi Ratzons that people have in the good benches. V'yitzlach Ma'od B'chol Nechosav. He should be very successful in, with all of his properties. The Yu Nechosav, his property, Unechaseinu, we bless ourselves at the same time, should be Mutzlochim, they should be successful, Ukrovim L'ir, you shouldn't have to travel on the LIE, a long trip into the city, the LIRR. You shouldn't have to schlep on the Sacticos, whatever it is that you're going on. You should have your job near you. One of the major benefits a person can have is he doesn't have a horrible commute. People get very frustrated with horrible commutes. So this is a bracha to give somebody, you should have a good commute, right? How many other times do you have the blessing and give somebody, you should have an easy commute? Mutzlachim u'krovim liyeh should be near the city, so you shouldn't have to be matriach yourself to go and take care of all your properties, you know, and all your work. Now yishlod sotan, and the sotan shouldn't be able to have shlita over us. He shouldn't rule over us. Lo b'maisi yodav, lo b'maisi deino, not in the balabais, nor in mine. Vayizdaker, others have the girsa yizdakek. So it's on the side. It says the girsa, the riff and the rush. He brought down the Torah as well. He's yizdakek. That's the girsa that we normally have in the benches. He shouldn't appear lo l'fonav, lo l'fonenu, and it shouldn't appear vayizdakek. We shouldn't be tested. We shouldn't have things constantly approaching us that are dangerous for us. A person may not have the ability to resist sometimes a difficult challenge. So you should always daven. You shouldn't have challenges. We don't want to be challenged. We should hopefully be able to face the challenges successfully. So he says we shouldn't have hirurim or thoughts of sinning or various types of transgressions, the ovo and pesha, three different levels of sin, the unintentional ones, the ones that are pure for taiva, the ones that are tzilahachis against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me'atov yad alom. We should never have such sins. This is a very, very beautiful tefillah. That's why I translated every word, because you do find it in the benches, and when you're leading the benching in somebody else's house, you should say this out loud, and everybody should have a chance to answer amen to it. And again, the location, where you say it is not as important, but some say it right after mikol tov li'olam ha'yachasveinu yiratzol. And that's the maybe the ideal way to do this. If you say it in the Harachim ones after you finish off that section of the benching, and then you're up to the Harachim ones, so then you can include it over there. So that's where the benches mostly have it. Yiratzon over there before you go through the start the Harachim ones. And people ask me, oh, then can you still say Harachim Yiratz called Mesubin Kan? Yeah, no problem to say Harachim Yiratz called Mesubin Kan as well. And in fact, Madana Yontif, he brings down over here, he says, why don't we have this girsa? Apparently it wasn't published, it wasn't printed, this didn't make it into a lot of the benches, and he's tamu, he says, he doesn't know why not, and in fact, one should say it. The Yavitz brings down, the Siddur of the Yavitz, it's very important, beautiful bracha to say, and again, there's no reason not to, there's absolutely no man the Yomar that says, it's inappropriate to say this, and again, we should reinstitute it. And now, Baruch Hashem, many of the benches that I see now, they do print this. Many don't. The older ones don't. And it's a wonderful, beautiful bracha to give to the Baal HaBos and to yourself. Some things have mazel, some things don't have mazel. You can say it if somebody's sponsoring the meal. So if you're eating alone in a restaurant, so then you're the Baal HaBos. So then you're not saying it. I don't think you're saying it on the house. If the guy's donating to you, the guy's inviting you to eat, so then he's the Baal HaBos. Who's ever paying for the meal, I think, is the Baal HaBos. It's not lav davka only in the guy's house. So I would have no problem saying this. And by the way, the Mefarshim should point out, it's not only the guy that leads the benching that should say it. Every oreach should say it. Because we all bench by ourselves. In the olden days, they had one guy bench of everybody. So we all answered amen. It was like Shomei Akone, like we were saying it. So in Mepharshim bring down, it's perfectly okay to say this if you're not leading the benching.
What if you're two guys and no mezumin?
So if you don't have a mezumin, so you can still say this. There's no problem in saying this. No problem in saying this. This is not a din. The one who would lead the benching is why this is brought in over here. But there's not a din in mezumin if there's only two people. You're
you say it for yourself?
No. This is a special bracha for the Baal HaBos. Because the rest of the benching is all about you. Yeah, but but it's specifically this is a bracha for the Baal HaBos. This was a bracha for the Baal HaBos. No, you're also including yourself in this. But there's many, many other parts of the benching where you're blessing yourself. So this is a special bracha for the guy that you just ate a meal by. So again, beautiful, beautiful bracha. Not a real bracha. It's a conclusion maybe of a bracha or it's a separate tachina, and it's very, very kedai to say. Okay. Now we introduce a whole discussion more about the zimun. The zimun I mentioned the other day is loshen hazmana. You're inviting us now. All sit down and bench together. So zimun is a very important idea. We have a lot of different interpretations over here. I'm going to follow mostly Rashi, which is probably not the halacha lemaisa and not the way we normally think of benching. We don't think of benching as zimun being fully inclusive of the bracha of hazonis hakol. Rashi seems to suggest that the zimun was hazonis hakol, including it. But we pass in a little bit like Rashi in the sense that whoever leads the zimun, if you have a zimun, should really say the entire first bracha out loud. So you finish off the Rabbi Sain of Arech, you finish off what we would call Zimun, and then you start off, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hazan HaSolom, Kol B'Tavau. So the one who's leading the Zimun should really say that all out loud. Till the end, Hazan HaSakol, till he finishes off the Bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hazan HaSakol, then you just say the end of each Bracha out loud. Some say the whole benching out loud, because that's really a reminder that the one who was leading the benching would say the benching, and everybody else would listen and answer amen. We don't do that. Our minhag is everybody says the benching themselves, but the person who's leading the zimun should say the first bracha out loud. But the question that they're asking over here is, ad heichon birchas hamazon. Until what point is considered birchas hamazon? Rashi says over here, should tzrich lio shlosha ukeim shnayim lo yom ruah. Rashi seems to say, according to the version that says that the bracha of zimun includes hazan, that you only say hazan if you're in a zimun. Otherwise, you start up the bench, you know delucha. That's not the way we pass it. But that seems to be the way Rashi learns. It's over here. So that's a very important, good point. It's not that it's deraisa. Benching is deraisa. The nusach of benching, however, is the rabbanon. Moshe was misaking the first bracha. Yeshua was misaking the second bracha. And David and Shlomo were misaking the third bracha. So the nusach is the rabbanon. The chiyav, yachalta v'savata v'rachta, that's deraisa. So we'll see an opinion that says the Tov Meitiv is deraisa. Okay, so we'll see that over here. So this, again, very interesting discussion, very practical discussion. So ad heichon birchas hamazon, what is an obligation that you should say over here with zimun? Rashi says, tzrich lio shlosha, that you need to have three people for. Now, no, Tosfos and many others disagree with Rashi's understanding over here. So in any event, Rav Nachman amar ad nevorech. Rav Nachman says it is only what we call zimun, right? Baruch shecha mishlo tvo chayinu. Baruch shecha mishlo tvo chayinu. That's the end of zimun. That's Rav Nachman. Rav Sheish lemar ad hazon. No, it goes all the way until hazon es hakol, the end of the first bracha. So let us say this machlokus between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheish is also found earlier in the Tanoim. Name a Tanoim. We always like to attribute a machlokus amongst the Amorim to a machlokus amongst the Tanoim if we can. So let us say the Tani Chado. One brisa says, Birchas hamazon shnayim u'shlosha. The Bach just changes everything around to feminine form. So we'll just leave it the gear so that we have shnayim and shlosha rather than shtayim v'sholosh, because he changes the next part around as well. Yes, mistama, it has to do with whether we say the bracha over here is masculine or feminine form. Just a dicta question. In any event, one brisa says two or three brachas are benching. V'tanya yidach, another brisa says shlosha v'arba. The three or four brachas are benching. So which one is it? So Savrua, they wanted to suggest the Kuli Alma Hatova Meitiv Lav Deraisa. According to this understanding, this Machlokis Tanoim over here, one said 2-3, one said 3-4. Everybody holds that what we call the fourth bracha, Hatova Meitiv, that's not Deraisa. More will explain that was set up for the Haruge Beta. We'll see this on the Omid Beis. So that's Lav Deraisa, certainly not Deraisa. So then, why does one say 2-3 and one say 3-4? So my la b'ha kamitligi. Isn't this what these Tanoim are arguing about? Man, the Amar Shtayim u'shalosh, the one who says it's either two or three brachos, like Rashi learns over here, is kasavar ad hazon is bracha number one. And bracha number two is al arz al hamazon, and number three is bani Yerushalayim. And the other one says, no, the benching is two brachos, and only if you have zimun is it three brachos. So that's the machlokis according to Rashi, two or three. And this is machlokis Tanoim. So that's exactly the same machlokus as Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Is the first bracha, which we call Zimun, including Hazan or not? So then if you say it includes Hazan, then there's only two brachas of benching normally. And the other one says, no, it's not including Hazan. So then there's three brachas of benching. And that's one Tana's opinion. Uman di Omar Shalosh Yarba, the one who says it's three or four, Kesavar Ad Nevarech. He says, no, that it is only Rabbi Sain Nevarech, that's one bracha. So sometimes there's four brachas of benching when you have zimun. And otherwise there's three brachas d'orais of benching. Hazon es hakol, al-orash al-amazon, and bonei rachamov. So that's the three or four with hazon or not. The other one says, no, it's two or three. You have the standard al-orash al-amazon and bonei rachamov. And then the third one is only if you have zimun. Hazon es hakol with Rabbi Sain of Erech. So let us say the machlokas of Nachman and Rav Papa over here is, and Rav Sheish over here is exactly this machlokas of the Tanayim. Where it says, no. Look, each of the Amorim says, I can hold like both Tanayim. Rav Nachman returns to the time A, Rav Sheish returns to the time A. Each of them says, no, my sheet is correct, and the Tanayim aren't arguing with me, they're just arguing about something else. It's a machlokas Tanayim, but they're both agreeing with me. So Rav Nachman, who says over here that the brach of Zimun is what we call Zimun, just until Baruch Shechal Mishloh Tvachayinu, and that's the end of the brach of Zimun. So Rav Nachman retorts L'taimei. How does he darshan it? He says, the kula yamo ad nevarach. Everybody holds like me. Both Tanayim over here, the one that says two or three, the one that says three or four, both hold like me, that Zimun is only what we call Zimun. Oh, that works out very well. There's normally three, and if you have Zimun, it's four. So the one who says three or four holds exactly like me. That was easy. But the one that says there's either two or three, well, if I say there's always three, how can anybody say there's ever two? So he says, the bichas po'alim askin. And he's talking about that if you're benching and you're a worker, and you're working for somebody else, then you're only allowed to say two brachos. You have to combine the second and third bracha, because you're a worker, and the boss is paying you, so you don't have the right to go and say the long version, you can only say the shortened version, which the rabbi says is acceptable, so you're entitled to only demand to say the short version, you can't demand from the boss who's paying you to say the long version. The Amamah, because we had this earlier, Poseach Biazon, the Bach just adds the words over here, Bracha Rishona Kisikuna, everybody says you say Azon Esakol without any changes, and Shneya, the second bracha, combines with the third bracha. That's what we pick up over here. And in the bracha of Al-Aretz Yalamazon, you add on the critical content of the, what we call the third bracha, Bonei Yushalayim, but you combine it into the second bracha. So the Mandiyom, it says there's two or three, says you say three if you're not a worker. If you're a worker, you're only entitled to say two. And everybody holds that Hazan is just the bracha of Zimun is just Rabbi Sayin Nevarech. So, according to this, two is when you're a worker. Number one is Hazon Esakol, and number two is a combination of the second and third bracha. And if you're not a worker, then you say three. That's the Mandiyom, it says two or three. So Rav Nachman says, everybody holds like me, that Zimun is in and of itself a separate bracha, what we call Zimun.
According to Rav Nachman, that same concept applies to three and four.
Yeah, well, he says three and four is, that Mandiyom doesn't hold a worker, says the shortened version. That man, the Yomer 3 and 4, says the worker also says all three brachos. So that's why it's 3 if you don't have Zimun, and 4 if you have Zimun. So Rav Nachman says, everybody holds like me. Zimun is just Rabbi Sayin Nevarech. It doesn't include Hazon Esakol. And Rav Sheshes, who says Zimun includes Hazon Esakol, he says, Rav Sheshes returns to Tanei. Everybody holds like me. Dukuli Yama Ad Hazon is the bracha of Zimun. And you only have Al Arez Al Amazon, Bonei Berachamav, and Atova native as the brachas of benching. So man, the Amishtai Mishol Shapir. Oh, the one that says two or three, that's exactly my shita. Two if you're benching alone, two Daraisa only, Alaris Alamazon and Boni Brachamov, and three if you say Zimun, Hazan and Sakol with Zimun. And the man, the Amishtai Mishol Shiarba. Oh, how does he get three or four? Steve, what you said before, Ksav Atova native Daraisa. He says there's three or four because there's normally three because I hold that Hatov HaMeitiv is Daraisa. So normally there's three. Alo Aretz Yalamazon, Bonei Berachamov, Hatov HaMeitiv. And there's four if you bench Zimun, which then includes Hazon Es HaKol. So Rav Sheisha says everybody holds like me, and Rav Nachman says everybody holds like me. Now, only problem with this over here is that where do we find that anybody holds Hatov HaMeitiv is Daraisa? So we find. So many, this opinion said so, but now we can bring many opinions and say Atov Ametiv is not Daraisa. Rav Yosef says Atov Ametiv is not Daraisa. Shari Paulim Okrinosa. The Paulim uprooted. If it was Daraisa, how you have to uproot it? You can't just uproot I have to work. You can't just say, well, I'm not going to do a mitzvah Daraisa because they have to work. If it's Darabanon, so then you can uproot it. So we never make the work is Atov HaMeitiv, that we said yesterday, again, in those days. Our days, everybody says it. But there, since it was a brach of the Rabbanon, the rabbi said, you only say it if you're not working on somebody else's dime. You're working on his dime, and you're going to daven, an extra brach and benching, you don't have the right to do so. We only were misaking it for people that are working on their own dime, not when you're working on somebody else's dime. So Poal Amokra says proof number one. That's for Yosef. Our Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Mishmei Derav, tell that the Torah made the love of the Raisa. Proof number two, Shari Posech, Babi Baruch, Beinu Chosin Babi Baruch. It starts off as a bracha by itself. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakeinu Mechlam, Hakelavinu, Makein, etc. It starts off with a Baruch Atah Hashem. No, the Lecha didn't start off with a Baruch Atah Hashem. Racheinu didn't start off with a Baruch Atah Hashem. Because there are a series of brachos. When you have a series of bracha, bracha smuch el chaverta, so then you can say, use, so to say, the baruch ato Hashem from the previous bracha, and you don't have to start off your bracha with a baruch ato Hashem. Now, if this was a series, and hatov ametiv is the fourth bracha in this series, so then it shouldn't have started off with baruch ato Hashem. It should have started off with hakel avinu malkeinu. But it doesn't. It starts off with Baruch Atah Hashem, and therefore you see that it's a separate bracha by itself. If it's a separate bracha, the other brachos were daraisa. That's why we said yesterday, Shir, we answer amen at the conclusion of Bonei Bracha Yerushalayim, amen, to signify this is the end of that series of brachos. You're making another one. That's another separate bracha, bracha de Rabbanon. Kidatanya, as we learn more in Pesachim, call our brachos, kulam paseach ben bebaruch, v'chosein ben bebaruch. Every bracha should start off with a Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenu Machlam, and if it's long enough, it should end off with a Chasima Baruch Atah Hashem. Chutz, what are the exceptions to this rule? The Birchas HaPeiros. What are you going to say? Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenu Machlam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bari Pri Eitz? That's ridiculous. So a short bracha, like the Birchas HaPeiros, doesn't end off with a Baruch Atah Hashem. Or Birchas HaMitzvos, what are you going to say? Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenu Machlam, Aniach Tfilin, right? You're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem again? Doesn't make any sense. It's a short bracha. Short brachas don't end off with a baruch ato Hashem. Or bracha smucha lechaverta. Likewise, a bracha that's smucha lechaverta. Why does every bracha Shmoneh Esrei not begin with baruch ato Hashem? Because it's a series of 18, 19 brachos. So only the first one is baruch ato Hashem kenem kevuseinu. So that starts off with baruch ato Hashem. And it ends off Morgan Avraham, and the next one starts ato gibor. It's a bracha smucha lechaverta. First bracha of benching, ends hazon es hakol, baruch ato Hashem hazon es hakol. Next one, no delichot, doesn't need. A bracha smuch l'chaverta doesn't need it. And finally, ubracha achrona shebe kriyashma. That also doesn't end off over here. Each one of the brachas of kriyashma, kriyashma is not a hefzik in between. So you start off with baruch ato Hashem yotzeror vori choshech, and then you go av rabba, then you go v'yatzev enacho. You don't need a seven, it's a bracha smuch l'chaverta. When you end it off, because that's the conclusion of the brachas, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael. So therefore, bracha Koron Shavu Kriyashma also the same thing. Yesh v'em sheposeach v'em bebaruch v'em echosim bebaruch. There's some that start off with a bracha, and some end off with a bracha. Some don't start off with a bracha because their bracha is smuch l'chaverta, and they end with a bracha. So it depends how long the bracha is. A long bracha ends with a Baruch Atah Hashem. A short bracha doesn't, and if it's a bracha smuch l'chaverta, it also doesn't need a Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning. So yesh mi'em she'chosei b'hem b'baruch ve'posei b'baruch. So this again is what I just said. The concluding bracha is the beginning of your next bracha. So you say Baruch Hashem again Abraham. That's like also the start. Baruch Hashem ato gibor. We find this very, very interesting. At night we go to sleep. We say amapil. In the morning we get up. We say elokai neshama. You have to wash your hands first. Then we make the bracha elokai neshama. Why doesn't elokai Neshama should asat to be, begin with a Baruch Atah Hashem. Listen to this beautiful explanation. Because it's a bracha smucha lechaverta. You know what the bracha smucha lechaverta is? Hamapil. All your sleep is not considered an interruption. Because if a person goes to sleep with the right purpose in mind, says, I'm going to sleep Hashem, take my neshama back, that's hamapil, take my neshama back, clean it out, and bring it back to me in the morning. And then you wake up in the morning, and you get the neshama back, it's a bracha smucha lechaverta. That's why elokai, Neshama should decide to be Tahari, doesn't start with a Baruch HaTah Hashem. Isn't that beautiful? We have Machmir not to necessarily hold like that. That's why many people have the custom that they say the Baruch of Asher Yotzar right before Elokai Neshama. A lot of Siddurim have it, a lot of Siddurim don't have it in that order. But many suggest say the Baruch of Asher Yotzar right before Elokai Neshama, and the Asher Yotzar will be the Baruch HaSmuch HaKaverta, and that negates any possible reason why you should have to go and say Baruch HaTah Hashem L'Kenu Mechalom Elokai Neshama should decide to be. No, a beautiful teretz is that it's connected to Amapil. In any event, we say over here, Vatov Vameitiv. Here we get to our punchline over here, why it's clearly not part of the other three brachas deraisa. Vatov Vameitiv, Posech Bebaruch. Deinu Chosin Bebaruch. It doesn't have to end with a bracha. It's considered a short bracha. It seems to have a lot of stuff in it, but it's still considered a short bracha, and that's why you end off, Mikotuli, Alamayach Hasreinu, not Baruch HaTah Hashem, ayachasreinu, or whatever the nusach would be. Bikotov ayachasreinu. So it's considered a short bracha. Doesn't need to end with baruch to Hashem, but it needs to start with the bracha to Hashem because it's not a bracha hasmucha lechaverta, because it's not a bracha daraisa. Nechlal, here's the punchline, the bracha bifnei atzmahi, and therefore it's not a bracha daraisa. They disagree. They disagree. It's a machlokes. We had a Tana that said it's a bracha daraisa, and all of these are saying, here's a proof that it's not. None of these proofs are airtight, that the other Tana, we could disagree. It says, no, it was set up, so you should know the difference. Whatever the reason it was set up, they disagree. Again, we paskin like this, so it sounds like it. Of course, we paskin, Tova Meitiv is a bracha d'rabban. Okay. Okay, that Tova Meitiv had daraisa. Another reason. Shari okrin osob beis o'evil. in the Shiva house, when they come home after the actual kvura, so the Sudas have raw, so there's a special benching. We're not noach to say this special benching. I think most people are not noach to say it. But again, if you look in certain siddurim, in certain benches, they actually have this the special unique changes in some of the brachos of the benching. So here he says, I'll show you that it's not a bracha d'oraisa because they delete it in the Beis Eivel. How do you say Atov Ameitiv in the Beis Eivel? So therefore, if it was d'oraisa, we don't change it. Must be that it's the Rabbanan. Kidatanya, like we have in Masechta Smachos. Masechta Smachos is what we call the Masechtos Kitanos. They were probably not written by the Amorayim. They were written by the Gaonim, or a later period of time, after the Amorayim codified the Gemara, and therefore these are called the Masechtos Kitanos. They didn't make it into the Daf Yomi cycle, but they still have very important halachos inside of them. So they're often quoted in the Bavli. So we quote over here Masechta Smachos. It's a euphemism. It's Smachos. It's dealing with Avelus. So we often call Masechta as a euphemism. We don't want to say Masechta's Avelus. So we call it Masechta Smachos. Right? We call a cemetery a Beis Olam, or we call it a Beis Chaim. Right. So it's a euphemism, but we want to use proper terminology. So Kedani, what did it say Masechta Smachos? Mahim Omer Beis Olam. What's the bracha? The fourth bracha in the Beis Avol. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. The Tanakhama says, regular Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, Baruch Dayna Emes. You replace the fourth bracha with Baruch Dayna Emes. Moore says, HaTov HaMeitiv in, Dayna Emes low. According to the Tanakhama, you only make HaTov HaMeitiv, you don't make Dayna Emes. That doesn't sound right. Ella, Ema, Af HaTov HaMeitiv. The Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Kiva, but he says, you also still have to mention HaTov HaMeitiv. In any event, the fact that Rabbi Kiva could say that you just say Baruch Dayin HaMS, and you delete the fourth bracha, so the proof is from Rabbi Akiva that you don't say the regular nusach. Oh, it must be a bracha de Rabbanu. Mazutri ikal lebei Ravashi. Mazutri went to Ravashi's house. Isu be milsa. Nebuch, Ravashi lost the relative, and was sitting Shiva. And Mazutri came to him. Pasach u'barich, so he was benching over here, and and he said, Hatova meitiv. Now, others suggest over here that this may not have been the benching. The Gemara in Ksuba says that they used to drink a lot of special cups of wine over there. The one time that was supposed to quote, or you're allowed to, the purpose of wine, it says, Yain is samach levav enosh. Wine makes a person glad. And a person who's Nebuchadnezzar maybe needs to be a little pick-me-up, a little help. So therefore, they used to drink special kosos in the Beis Avos. So some suggest that's what this is talking about. In any event, what would he say? He would say the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv, but he would add on. He said, Kel MS Dayan. Kel MS Dayanem. Kel MS Dayanem. This is like a Tziduk HaDin. He's justifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree. Nebuch, he just lost somebody. So a person has to understand that that was totally Hashem's cause. Nobody just died while Hashem was asleep. We may not be happy, we may not understand, we can be unbelievably tragic and saddened by the events, but it's nothing just happens. And that should hopefully be a comfort to people. When things, terrible, terrible, terrible things happen, so we don't understand them, but we know the one thing, emuna means understanding that everything comes from Hashem. Emuna doesn't mean everything will be fine. See, sometimes never a person in the hospital gets a terrible diagnosis. Oh, I have emuna. Well, what do you have emuna? Emuna means that it came from Hashem. It doesn't mean you're automatically going to get better. Then their emunah is broken when they die. All right, such emunah, and they die. Throw it out the window. Rachmana litzlan, that's the wrong approach. The approach is emunah means that everything comes from Hashem, as difficult as it is for us to accept it. And it's not easy to accept it. And it's not easy to say, with the same islavos, when your person has a child and he says, atova native, to say baruch dynamis with the same islavos. So almost nobody can do that. But that's the approach that when we're not in a horrific situation, if we understand that, and it will help us hopefully a little bit when we're in a horrific situation. In any event, this was the nusach that he said. Kel emes, dayan emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth, he's emes, he's the judge, everything that happened over here is correct. Tzidik ha-din, you're justifying the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shofei b'tzedek, he judges righteously. Lukach b'mishpat, he takes people away, b'mishpat. V'sholit b'olamo, and he runs the world. Lasas bo kirtzono, we don't run the world, God runs the world. He calls Rachav mishpat, and everything he does is absolute justice. Shako shalo, it all belongs to him. We're not entitled to anything. We live in an age and in a time of entitlement. I'm entitled to this, I'm entitled to that. We're not entitled to anything. Remember, Rebbeim always used to say, all we have is obligations. We have no entitlements. All we have is obligations. No entitlements. Anachnu amo, we are Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation, va'avodav, and his servants. U'bekol anachnu chayim l'hodos lo. And we have an obligation to go and acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything he does, u'levarcho, and even bless him in times of terrible times. Baruch Dayan Emes is a bracha just like Hatov HaMeitiv. And we have to realize that we really should have made Hatov HaMeitiv, but we can't. Psychologically, we can't. So we make a different bracha, but it's the same exact bracha as Hatov HaMeitiv. Everything that God does for us is good and is the proper way that it should be, and we acknowledge that. And we ask Hashem at the same time, go there, Piritzos B'Yisrael, the one who fills in all the fences in, all the breaches in Klai Yisrael, who Yigdor Es HaPiritzos Oz, I'm Nebuch, the person who's another, is distraught. So he's asking Hashem, help me out over here. So he should be the one, who Yigdor Es HaPiritzos Oz B'Yisrael, L'Chaim. It should be for good, it should be for life. Beautiful, beautiful bracha. Lechon Chozer. Now, where does he go back? Now, this, we should have been a period over here. There should have been two dots over here. And now we go back over here. When we said that a person, this is all the way back to yesterday's shiur, when a person was forced to go and bench, there were three guys and two of them want to leave, so they can force the third guy to bench. So the third guy benched with them. So Lehechon Uchozer, where does he go back? He just heard us on a call. So where does he start the benching? And Farshim explained that either he didn't eat anything else, because if he ate something else, he'd have to go back to stay the whole benching again. Or it's just that he didn't eat anything or a shear of enough of anything that he'd have to bench on that. In any event, where does he go back? The third guy that helped him make the Zimun, the other two made the Zimun and benched and left, and he heard Azon HaSakol. So where does he go back to? Lechon Uchozer. So Rav Zinj Mishmei de Abaye says, Omar Chozer L'Rosh. He goes all the way back to the beginning. He has to repeat Azon HaSakol. Rabbanan Amri, no, L'mokim Sheposach. He heard up till Azon HaSakol. When he benches, he starts with No Delecha. He doesn't have to go back to Azon HaSakol. And we passed him. He technically goes back to the bracha of no delecha. Technically, he goes back. That's how the Gemara passes over here, but that's not how we pass him. We pass him as you go back to the beginning. You're not yotze with that. Most of the time, the person is still leading, so it's not a problem. But we pass him, he goes back to the beginning of the benching. He doesn't have to wash again. Even if he eats more bread, he doesn't have to wash again. He never gave up his meal, he was helping them. But he never gave up his meal. He doesn't have to wash again. He continues eating. Certainly, if he eats, everybody would agree he goes back to the beginning of the benching. Right? He fulfilled his obligation of Zimun. So therefore, he's okay.
How would the normal
possible to override that? So that's a very important point now. The Gemara all the time says Hilchasa, and we don't have to follow the Gemara because later it was codified differently. This is the Gemara's conclusion. We don't paskin halachas from the Gemara. We paskin from the Rishonim, from the Shulchan Aruch, because there are many different opinions. And one Gemara can say Hilchasa, you have Hilchasa here, Hilchasa there. So which one do you follow? So the Gemara, a Mishnah, certainly not. Usually in the Gemara we do, but even in the Gemara, if it says Hilchasa, it doesn't mean that that's the final codification. This may have been Hilchasa at one point in time, and subsequent later generations, they changed it around. The Gemara repeats the conversations that they had throughout the Amoraic period of time. There were earlier times, we always pass in Kibasarai. How could the later ones argue with the earlier ones? So the answer is, in the same generation, in the same classification, So a later Amora, Mistama, knew what the earlier Amora said and disagreed with it. So that's why we follow him. The early Amora, if he had heard what the later Amora said, would say, Taka, you're right. So therefore we have the Halacha Kibasroi. And that's only in the same generations. I'm a lot older. I'm a lot later in time than the Gemara. I have zero, less than zero, right, to argue with somebody because Halacha Kibasroi. I don't have the status of even a Basroi. But the Rishonim, the Achronim, so they, within their groups, we normally don't argue with the Rishonim. Sometimes we do. Rishonim normally don't argue with the Amoraim. Sometimes they do. But there's a whole codification system, but we don't have to follow Hilchos in the Gemara. Not necessarily. Often we do in the Gemara. The Mishnah will sometimes say something. We certainly can't have a paskin from a Mishnah. A person who paskins from a Mishnah without knowing the Gemara is called a boor. He's a fool. Okay. Amalei Reish Gilusa L'Rav Sheshes. The Reish Gilusa said to Rav Sheshes, Afal Gadu Rabbonin Kashishe. Even though you are great rabbis, all the rabbis, Asun Parsoi B'Tzarech Yisudo B'Kim, and Afal Gadu Rabbonin Kashishe Asun, even though you guys are great rabbis, Parsoi B'Tzarech Yisudo B'Kim in Eichel. The Reish Gilusa was saying that the Parsoim are greater than you. Now, the way it's normally understood over here, and it's talking about non-Jews over here, that the Parsoim are more bucky in their the way that they conduct themselves in terms of their meal over here. That's a simple understanding over here. Afal Gav Rashi says, the Rabbanon Osun, Parsoim B'Tzarech Chesuda B'Kim Einaychu. But I saw the Magid Taluma says, I'm not sure if he means on the whole thing or he only means on the next thing. He may only mean it on the next thing. But he's saying he's talking about the Persian Jews, the Parsoi Jews. But that's not the simple way to understand this. The way to understand this is talking about the Parsiim. They were very good, the Reish Gilusa said, in their conduct in the meal. What is he saying over here? So he says as follows. Bizman Shem Shtei Mitos, when they have two people eating together. Again, mitos here means beds. They would lie down on their couches over here, and they call it a bed. That's how they would eat. They're not talking about sleeping. So when they had two people lined up over here, so who would sit in which place? So Gadol Mesiv Barosh, he would sit on the top position over here. Visheni Lo Lamaleh Menu. So if two people are lying down, so I'm lying this way, you're leaning on your left, okay? So the greater person would be here, and next to me, to my left, is the lesser person. The greater person would be on the upper position, and the other person, the lesser person, would be in the lower position. Because when your head is turned to the left, so I don't have to go and sit up and talk to the guy on this side. He has to get up. The lower person would have to get up and be uncomfortable rather than the greater person having to get up and be uncomfortable. Okay? With Man Shem Shalosh, you have three people. Godo Mesa Be'emtza, they would have the greatest person in the middle. Sheni Lolamalu, second person on the top, Amenu, and Shlish Lolamate Amenu, and the lowest level person on the bottom. Again, to facilitate the conversations for the middle guy, the greatest person, so this way he could talk to the guy above, and he could talk to the guy below. Albeit, it's a little bit harder for him to talk to the guy above, because he's facing below, so he'd have to get up and turn to face the other way, but it's worth it, because this way he gets to speak to both people. So that's what the Reish Gilusa told Rav Sheshes. So Amalei, so the Rav Sheshes responds back to him, so he says, we don't do it that way. Rashi over here. Let's look at the Rashi. Amalei Rav Sheshes L'Reish Gilusa. He says, if he wants to speak to the guy above him, if he's leaning again to the left this way, if he wants to talk, if I wanted to talk to Anton over here, so I'd have to get up and go talk like this instead of just being real comfortable. So therefore he says, we don't like to do it that way. Okay? So from his lying down, he has to now sit up straight. The Kol Zman Shu Malta, when he's leaning to the left, and Yochel L'Dabrimo, it's hard to talk to the guy. Well, Anton is over here, when I'm all the way to the left. So I have to go like this to talk to Anton. Why should the guy, the greatest guy, have that problem? That's what Rav Sheshes told him.
So I'm the smallest one in this culture.
Just the position we're in right now. Nobody is smaller or larger. Okay, so he says, that doesn't make sense to us. So Amalei, he says, no. So the Reish Gilusa says to him, no, why did the Parnosayim have it good? Because they don't speak orally. They gave a lot of hand signs and motions. And that you can see without having to get up and move. So they would go and make all these hand signs over here, and therefore it's therefore my the way the Parsim do it is better, that the greatest person can easily talk to the guy to his right and to his left, and he has people surrounding him. That's a bigger cover. Then he asked, the Reish Galus asked, Mayim Rishonim Mehecha Maschilim. So he asked, where do they begin? Mayim Rishonim. In other words, when you wash the Tilas Yadayim, who should get to wash first? So the Magid Talmud over here says he must be referring to the Jews living over here in Paras, because he can't be asking them, when did the Parsim go and wash Mayim Rishonim? They didn't necessarily wash Mayim Rishonim. So according to Rashi over here, this is the Rav Sheshi saying to the Reish Galusa, how did they do it? I'm curious how they do Mayim Rishonim. So here, the Magid Talmud says, it makes very good sense, they're talking about the Jews who live in Paras. So maybe before we're also talking about the Jews who live in Paras. In any event, Amalei says, Minah Gadol. You start off and have the Gadol go and wash first for Mayim Rishonim, for Netilas Yadayim. Shmuel says that he responded back, Yeshiv Godov Yishma Yodav Ashenot and Kulan. So the guy who washes first, he has to sit at the table, waiting for everybody else to wash. That's not a kavod. So he says, Amalei, La'alto Maisutaka Kameh. No, they don't. It's not on Shabbos where everybody needs to have their own Lecha Mishnah, that's why you have to wait. Oh, everybody needs Lecha Mishnah, and that's why you have to wait. So on Shabbos, it's brought down that the Godlo should wash last. Well, you shouldn't have to wait. But here on a weekday, so who do you give the honor of going to wash first? The Godlo. And then he goes to the table, and they bring him a sandwich right away. He doesn't wait for everybody else to get the sandwich, because there's no Lecha Mishnah. So on Shabbos, it's a little bit different, actually. But on a weekday, you give him the honor of washing first. He goes back to the table, he takes his loaf of bread, his slice of bread, and he eats. He doesn't wait for everybody else to come back. So there's no waiting. So you give him the honor of washing first. Mayim Achronim, Eichem Atzchilim. What about Mayim Achronim? Who gets to start Mayim Achronim? Samalei, Minah Katan. You started off with the smallest person. So the Gemara says, that's what the Reish Galusa said. So Rav Sheshi said, V'gavo Yosef Yodav Nuzomos? So he has to sit with his dirty hands and he washes last? That's a kavod? So the Reish Galusa said, Amalei, no, he gets to keep on eating. He's the last one to stop eating. That's why it's a kavod. Amar Sheish says, we do it differently. Anon Masnisi Yadana. I don't know what they're doing. I'll tell you what the Braisa says. The Braisa says as follows. The Tanya, Atosefta. Ketzat Seder Haseva. What is the order of Haseva? Others have the gear, so Ketzat Seder Hasuda. What's the right way to do this? Bisman Shem Shtei Mitos, when you have two people sitting down over here, Godo Mesev Barosh. The greater one sits on top, Visheni Lulamata. And the subordinate sits below him, because you're leaning to the left, and this way you can talk to him very easily without having to move. Lamata Mimenu. Bisman Shem Shalosh Mitos, when the three people sitting, Godo Mesev Barosh. You put the great one, we put him at the very top. So he'll have an easy conversation with the guy below him. Because Mustami is talking to the number two more than the number three. If the number two is above him, he's going to be uncomfortable when he speaks to the number two, and he'll have to speak to the number three. So therefore, you want him to be able to speak as easily as possible. Barosh, you put him at the top. Sheni lo lamal hemenu. I'm sorry, Godel Mesev Barosh. I said it wrong. He's the one that reclines first. Then Sheni lo lamal hemenu, shisha lamate hemenu, because he'll talk to the number three instead of the number two. Mayim Rishonim, who gets to wash first? Maschilim Lagovu. He gets to wash first, and he goes and eats right away. Mayim Achronim, so it depends how many people there are. And this Halach L'maisa, this is brought down Halach L'maisa. Bisman Shem, hey, if there's five or less people, so then, Maschilim Lagovu. You let him start off and do Mayim Achronim first. He's sitting there? No, he's reviewing the benching. They didn't have benches. So he's thinking about the benching, and gives him a chance to go and review the benching. Bisman Shem, and when they are mayor, if you have 100 people, lav dafka, if you're more than five, maschilim and a katan. Then you let him keep on eating, and you start doing mayim achronim from the katan. After you do mayim achronim, you're not supposed to talk. You're not supposed to do anything. So let the least important person sit there quietly. You go around the room, okay? Then when you hit five, achi magia etzel hey, once you're down to the last five, chosen maschilim and a god. Then you give the guy who's going to bench, the god though, let him then do mayim achronim. So again, he can prepare the benching properly until then he's eating, so he's not thinking of benching. Now, I'm going to have to mention in a half a minute. Let me remind myself the bracha so he doesn't embarrass himself. And the one who's doing the Mayim Achronim first of the last five, or if there's only five, the one who does it first, five or less, so then he's the one that leads the benching. And this is Messiah Le'le Rav. This is in accord with what Rav said. The Omer Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, Kolanotel Yodav Yachrona, Chilo, whoever does Mayim Achronim first, Who mezumin lebracha? He should be the one that should lead the benching. So you're mechabed, the person who leads the benching in your house. You have two people besides yourself, and you're mechabed somebody. So he should be the one you mechabed with mayim achronim first. If you have 8-10 people at the table, so then you start off with the younger kids, and then when you hit five people left, then you bring it to the person who's going to lead the benching, and then you do the other four people after that. That's halacha lemaisa. That's the right way to do this. Rav Rabbi Chiya Havuyasi Besudasa Kameh the Rebbe. We had this more earlier, and here we repeat it again because it's in our Indian. So Rav was the least important. It's hard to say that Rav is ever the least important, but compared to his uncle Rav Chiya and compared to Rebbe, he was considered the least important of those three. We should all be zochah to be as least important as Rav. So Amalei Rabbi, Amalei Rebbe LeRav. So in the middle of the meal, towards the end of the meal, Rebbe told Rav, "Wash your hands. Kum mashi yadech. Wash your hands." So Rav took it as a personal insult, and he started to tremble. Oh, my hands are filthy. I'm not taking too long. That I'm eating still. They wanted to bench. They're waiting for me. Ooh, he was all upset, all for tumult. So Chazir the Komir says, so his uncle, Rav Chiya, saw that he was very, very, anxious over here. So he said, no, I'm a lay bar pachsi, you son of great nobles. Right? Ayin and Birchas Mazona, Kamaloch. He's telling you, you're going to lead us in the benching. I'm giving you a few seconds to compose your thoughts, and you can lead us in benching. Again, they did this all by heart. So you want the guy to have a chance to reconcile in his mind what he's going to say. All right, let's go a little bit weiter. We have another minute or two, right? It's still a little bit early. So, Tana Rabbanim. Ein mechabdin lo bedrachiv lo begisharim. It's 7:30? Okay, so we'll stop over here. Everybody have a great day.